Writer Michael Fuchs reminds us that ancient Greece can be considered the cradle of Western civilization. After all, he says, the Greeks introduced many developments to political science, which eventually brought forth democracy and the republic. Plato and Aristotle effectively founded Western philosophy, and epic poems such as the Iliad and the Odyssey of Homer have had a lasting impact on Western culture, as have, of course, the tragedies by Aeschylus and Sophocles. Considering the wide influence ancient Hellenic culture has had, there is little surprise that artists from James Joyce to Alison Bechdel have alluded to some of the foundational texts of Western civilization created in ancient Greece. And no wonder that filmmaker Woody Allen, who says, "Philosophy is one of the tools of my brain," has repeatedly invoked Greek culture. For example, there are 396 references to Plato and Plutarch, 392 to Homer in Allen's works and interviews. And there is the 1995 movie Mighty Aphrodite, which uses a Greek chorus to elaborate and comment on the unfolding story. All that from an essay by Michael Fuchs in Referentiality and the Films of Woody Allen. Woody Allen will be part of the mix with his humor and angst, but there will also be a serious 6-week course on the Iliad and the Odyssey by Homer, and a visit by the creator of a new verse translation of the Odyssey, speaking about how and why she undertook the project. And that doesn't even include all the ways the very concept of democracy will be explored. It's the 2018 offerings of the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, established in 2006 to provide many different opportunities for people in the region to explore ideas and engage in conversation with each other about important topics affecting our world. Sandra Myers is Senior Fellow for International Civic and Cultural Projects at the university, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Schemmel Forum and its upcoming programs.
The Schemmel Forum is a continuing education for enrichment program rather than credit for credit. I would say it's largely humanities-based with some world affairs involved that are sometimes humanities, more political science or social science. Each semester, we have a kind of pattern, but it's a flexible one.
And this semester, you'll be starting out with an intense day of activities.
That is in the fall, the University for a Day, which is generally in the middle of September. It's September 15th. It's a Saturday. And it is a real immersion. It's always in general about America and the world. But America and the world is very different this year from the way it has been in the past. And so we try to do some things that, while not political diatribes, are facing some of the realities of where we are today. And I'm excited about that. So it just happens that we're starting off the day. Each time we have two professors from the University of Scranton and two from outside. And we start with Matt Meyer this year, Associate Professor of Philosophy. And he is going to talk about the real road to serfdom. He's talking about, and it's helping us to know why we are where we are today. We didn't just get to electing an unusual person for the role of the president. It happened on a road that may have started 20 to 30 years ago. And that road is one that he describes as the work of the Austrian economist Friedrich Hayek, who argued that using government to realize the ideals of social justice just were not on at all. He believed that government should be as small as possible. It should not have good works and social justice involved. And it should be there to pave the way to market-based solutions to social problems. So it's very different that Heideck would call the road the opposite road, the road where you have larger government and taxes, more taxes, and more social justice involvements. He would call that the real road to serfdom. And on the other hand, Matt Meyer will turn that around and question whether that's the road to real road to serfdom, or whether the Heideck approach is the road to serfdom. And that's got to be a really interesting discussion and very relevant today. Then we go to a historian who's at Stanford University who talks a lot about race. And he's particularly, again, this is coming to be the relevant questions for today, the monumental questions, race, memory, and monument in America today. Because, of course, these things have been very much in the news, what to do with monuments in the South, and the role that race plays in our society. I've heard him lecture, and he's a brilliant lecturer, and he talks about race and racism in ways that are unusual and very, very stimulating and very, very thoughtful and relevant. His name is James Campbell, and he's an Edgar E. Robinson Professor of U.S. History at Stanford University. And I have heard him, we've heard him, and I just insisted that he come to the Schimmel Forum, and he's kindly agreed. And I might say he's even devoting his honorarium to the Organization of American History, which is lovely. And then we go, after lunch, a lecture that couldn't be more relevant. It's being given by Mark Alexander. He's the dean of the law school at Villanova University. And he is choosing to speak on the Supreme Court at the intersection of law and politics. Well, that is going to be an extremely relevant topic at this moment in history. What can we say? It's just right. The timing is just right. And he comes from, I think he has been at another law school, and he's rather new at Villanova. And, of course, we have a number of lawyers in this region who have been at Villanova Law School who have never met him, and they'll be happy to meet him, and we'll be very happy to have him. And then we're going to end on a serious but probably much more pleasant topic, and that is an American art story from 1880 to 1920s. And Josephine Dunn, our art historian, who is an amazing speaker and scholar, is going to use Scranton as the microcosm of the art story in America during that time period. So that's the day, and it should be breathtaking, exhausting, and very inspiring. That's how we're starting off. And then, of course, as usual, we will have three courses, and our courses are done in the evening, 6 to 7:15 for 6 weeks. And they are done by our people. So we start off with Woody Allen. Stephen Whitaker, our professor of English and as well as the classics at the University of Scranton. And he's done other work on Woody Allen movies. This one is about Woody Allen and his women. It's called The Ambivalent Muse, Woody Allen and His Women. And he will go into several of the films and talk about them in that context, which should really be very interesting and amusing, as he is wont to be. And then we're talking history again. Our in-house historian of American history, David Jurek, who is also the chair of the history department at this time. And he's speaking about a reconsideration of the politics of the founding generation in the age of Donald Trump. And he is making claims, and not only making claims, but will show evidence of some of the really difficult fighting and disagreements in American politics at that time, and how that figures or measures up to the difficulties at this time in history, in our history, when there's so much discord. So that should be good history and relevant. And that's what history is. And then we have a good friend of this institution, Farmer Brereton, now retired as a medical doctor, but definitely not retired as a thinker and a scholar and a lover of the classics. Homer's Iliad and Odyssey will be his topic, and he will talk about them and Homer's impact to us today, with an emphasis on Carl Jung's psychology. So that will be on Tuesday evenings, and there'll be six of them, as the other courses. And some people take all of them because they're on different nights, and some people take all of the courses, yeah.
So there is University for a Day, the continuing courses.
Yes.
But then you also have the very popular World Affairs Seminars.
Yes, and those, we have six of those every year. You know, they started with just a couple, but now we have six. Six each semester, that is, so we have 12 of them. And I shop around and find people that I think will be pleasing to our group. And our group almost always please our speakers because they ask good questions. We always leave enough time for conversation. And our speakers really like the questions that are being asked. So it just turns out that it always happens that way. So the first one this semester is going to be Bill Sullivan. Bill Sullivan taught philosophy for many years at LaSalle University and then got deeply into studying education. And he was with the Carnegie Endowment for the Advancement of Teaching. And they had been in Princeton, and then they moved to Northern California. So he's been out there for a long time. And then he started to do his consulting on that subject of higher education in particular. And he's doing that now as he's a senior scholar at the New American Colleges and Universities and a visiting professor at a center in Oslo and other universities in Norway. But he's going to be talking about why college. And because of the cost of college these days and because there's concern about whether they're going to get one into a job or not, and it doesn't always work that way, there are questions about it. And he is going to be talking about it, and particularly about the value of a liberal arts / professional studies education. And I think many of us are interested in that subject because we have colleagues, we have children, we have grandchildren who are going through that. And it's important to get a take on it from somebody who studies this in a quantitative and qualitative way. And Bill Sullivan is that person, and he's been at the university before, and he's a very fine speaker. And then, because, of course, we have to deal with democracy, because it's too important not to mention it, and how sometimes it's in danger. And this is a period in which it is in danger. Eastern Europe has brought in some presidents who are more autocrats than democratically. They may be elected, but they are leaning toward autocracy, and that is scary. So she, and in her native land of Poland, which gave us the Solidarity Movement, which was the engine that started the movement toward democracy in Central and East Europe, they're having their problems now too. And so Elżbieta Matynia has been in this country for many years. She's at the New School in New York, and she's going to talk about democracy dies in darkness. And it's a kind of sad subject, but it's an important one for us to deal with. And because we who have experienced democracy should be wanting to protect it. It's too good not to do that. It's too good. And everybody, no matter that there are plenty of criticisms of democracy and valid criticisms, but even our worst critics say it's better than anything else. So Elżbieta is going to do that. And then we go back to the Odyssey, because I just happened to hear, I'm sure it was on WVIA, Emily Wilson, the person who has just done a translation of the Odyssey, and she's going to talk about how she did it and why she thinks it has currency in our time. So that's good. We get a nice mixture of the classics and their relevance today, which is a good subject in itself. Then we get into some more about politics. We have Eric Schnur, who's president of an NGO called Public Works LLC. And Eric will be talking about how you can do anything, and he means that we citizens can do anything. And it's a pretty important message in these days, because we are seeing in our own country civic activism that's making a difference. And we can't forget that, because that's our best job. That's our job. And that's the solution to our problems. Citizens wanting change, citizens working at wanting change and doing it and being determined. That's kind of the sheer essence of democracy. So Eric will be talking about that. Then I have Maury Myers. Maury always says, I'm not doing any more of these, but then he has something that he wants to talk about, and so he's going to. And when he does, he attracts a lot of attention, because he has a lot to say. So this is about going to war. Who calls the shots? The ironic thing is that the Constitution authorizes Congress to declare war. But in fact, we haven't had a declared war in a long time, and we have had major conflicts, including Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, and Syria. And Maury will be talking about how those things have happened without a war being declared. And it's, again, an all too current subject. And then finally, another, again, unfortunately, very important subject is cybercrime. And we have an expert on that subject, Michael Greenberger, who's actually born and grew up in Scranton. He's an attorney and founder and director at the University of Maryland of a Center for Health and Homeland Security, and also a law professor. And he is an expert on the cybercrime. And just to say that it's too easy to have our Social Security, bank account, passport, and credit card numbers stolen by hackers located throughout the world. We need to know more about that. It's not a very pleasant subject, but it's very important for us to know how cybercrime may be one of the most dangerous things that we have in the world in terms of our personal danger. So those are the speakers. Okay, then we go to collaborative programs. Well, we're doing a replay of the wonderful psychiatrist who's also a Juilliard-trained pianist, and that is Dr. Richard Kogan from New York. And he will be doing Leonard Bernstein, 100th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein. A lot of things are going on around the country and probably around the world. And he will do again what he did with Gershwin, a lecture filled also with piano music. He'll be playing the piano, and that's going to be on September 27th at the Scranton Cultural Center, and something will be extremely entertaining and memorable. So I hope that we all can go. We're doing that in collaboration with the Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine. And our new and old president is back with us. This is Scott Pillars, had been the president of the University of Scranton, then went off to Marquette to be the president, and then to Georgetown Prep to be the president, and he's back with us. And Scott Pillars had been a professor of Renaissance literature at Georgetown, loving it, and I asked if he would give us a lecture, and he was kind enough to do it and say yes, and he said he would be honored to do it, in fact. And he is going to talk about the humanities. And now more than ever do we need them. And I think it's very important. In fact, I can say There's a movement on at the university among some faculty people to really focus more attention on the humanities. And of course, he's coming right from the humanities. He's very happy to do that. So he'll be speaking at 5:30 one afternoon, October 18th. And that will be really a fine event, and there'll be a reception following it. We have one person whose date we don't have yet. I've read her book. It's called Democracy in Chains, and I'm working with the history department on that. They have engaged her. She's Nancy McLean. The book is a very fine one, and she's at Duke University. They don't have the date yet. We'll give it to everyone as soon as we have it. Then we have a film by James Demo, and it's called The Peacemaker. And the Peacemaker is a fascinating person named Padraig O'Malley. He teaches at UMass Boston. He's Dublin-born. He has been peacemaking in every possible difficult situation in the world, you know, from Ireland, of course, to the Middle East, to Africa. And he has an approach to peacemaking that is useful and interesting, and he himself is very interesting. This film is about him, and that's going to be on December 6th. And then we always have a trip, and this time the trip is going to be to Baltimore, where I have been recently and went to their Baltimore Art Museum that has spectacular art in it of the 20th century. Baltimore had sisters, the Cohn sisters, who were very much like Gertrude Stein, the American woman who went to Paris and became an important figure, you know, friend of Picasso and friend of everyone, and had not much money to spare, but you could buy a Picasso for $150 at that time, and you give them some meals too. I remember reading she would serve potatoes when she didn't have anything else. The whole dinner would be potatoes. Anyway, the Cohn sisters did have a lot of money. They were inspired by her, and they traveled the world, and they gave much of their art to the Baltimore Art Museum, which is a wonderful museum. And we are going to look around the waterfront, which has become famous, their inner harbor. And we'll be doing some looking at some different kind of art at the unique Visionary Art Museum there that's going to be full of surprises. So it's full of fun, and these trips fill up quickly, so I highly recommend this trip to Baltimore. And that's our program for this semester.
Sondra Myers, Senior Fellow for International Civic and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton, talking with us about the Schemmel Forum and its upcoming programs for the 2018 semester, getting underway with University for a Day on September 15th, featuring evening courses, collaborative programs, world luncheon seminars. For more information online, scranton.edu. Scranton.edu. Schemmel is spelled S-C-H-E-M-E-L. S-C-H-E-M-E-L. The Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, the 2018 season. For more information online, scranton.edu. Scranton.edu.